The Majestic Princess carries more than 3,000 passengers and about 800 contracted COVID during a 12-day voyage to New Zealand. Carnival Australia says the positive cases started to emerge about halfway into the journey. New South Wales Health issued a Tier 3 warning ahead of the ship's arrival at Circular Quay in Sydney, which is the highest possible COVID alert. The president of Carnival Australia, Marguerite Fitzgerald, insists the cruise company has been continuously working alongside New South Wales Health to minimise the risks.
Once we notice that there is an elevated number of cases, then we put in additional protocols, measures such as masking. It really is all about ensuring that our guests continue to have a safe holiday. All of the protocols, all of the measures that we put in place are all around ensuring the health and the safety of the guests, the crew, and of course the communities that we operate in.
Any passenger with COVID was told not to take public transport in Sydney, but to use private transport to where they would do their isolation. Passengers who spoke to the media after leaving the vessel didn't have complaints about the cruise itself, but criticised the onboard communication about the COVID risk.
Communication probably wasn't as good as it should have been. It was just more noticeable when all the crew started wearing face masks. Everyone sort of thought, oh, okay, they're wearing face masks now, there must be something going on. But my sister and I, we wore face masks from day one, you know, even lining up to get on the ship. Yeah. So, but yeah, so I think communication probably could have been a little bit better as far as that. But yeah, other than that, really can't complain.
This passenger and her sister spent the final 2 days of the cruise confined to their cabin.
The cruise director did tell us that there was COVID on board, but there was no mention of numbers. He just asked us to start wearing a mask, which we all did. Of course, you get careless people that didn't bother about the masks. But other than that, I think, you know, poor communication, which really upset us. Because the last 2 days, we basically stayed in our cabin and had meals brought to us, only because we didn't want to get COVID.
The passengers disembarking with a COVID infection add to the growing case numbers in eastern Australia, with another COVID wave occurring. In New South Wales, there were 19,800 cases detected in the 7 days to 4 p.m. on Thursday, which was an increase of 7,350 on the week before. Victoria and Queensland have also reported steep increases in case numbers. Greg Dyett, SBS News.